Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. Congressman, welcome back. I trust you're well today.
Thank you, John. Same to you.
Two things to talk about, Ukraine and the Supreme Court draft, which we evidently know more about than we would typically. What are your thoughts about this pending decision or ruling?
Well, I think that it's a decision that will, if it's handed down, will go down in history, just like Plessy v. Ferguson or some other disreputable decision. This is a sacred fundamental right that the Supreme Court could overturn, namely the right of a woman to choose and to have control over her body and her reproductive freedom. And unfortunately, if this goes forward and the Supreme Court has not handed it down officially, but if it does go down in the near future, it will be a warning of kind of the grim reality that the right to make reproductive decisions will no longer fall to women, but instead their state legislatures or Supreme Court justices, and that's just wrong.
Reproductive decisions, meaning even birth control?
Possibly. You know, the decision in Roe v. Wade was the foundation for the right to contraception and even the right to gay marriage. And all of these particular decisions would be shaken to their foundations if the Supreme Court were to go forward with this ruling overturning Roe v. Wade.
Evidently, Justice Alito has the word phony about those sorts of rulings. He says that the Constitution does not allow for this. This is overreach by previous courts. You respond to that, Congressman?
Sure. I strongly disagree. And precedent after precedent over the last 50 years has upheld this particular right, which is really founded in the right to privacy and basically the right to a woman's right to bodily autonomy. And I think that generations of women have grown up with that right and, quite frankly, will absolutely be horrified by this particular decision, you know, overturning that particular fundamental right. Now, one of the things that the Supreme Court also said in this draft ruling, I should say Justice Alito said, is that he said, oh, you know, women shouldn't be worried. They make up an increasing percentage of each state legislature, and they're increasingly prominent in public life. Well, guess what? One of the reasons why is because women have increasingly been able to exercise their own independence, and that means their independence to choose when they have children and how you balance that with the other decisions you make in your professional life and so forth. And I think that, I saw that the vast majority of Americans today support Roe v. Wade, and I think that, as I said, I think they're going to be alarmed by this decision, and I hope they act accordingly.
Don't know what they can do about that, although independent states, isn't it appropriate that the decision be relatively local, that is, at the state level? That is, going forward, all 50 states could ban abortion, all 50 states could allow it. One imagines that Illinois will still allow abortion.
Well, half the states have already begun consideration of bills to ban abortion, whether it's outright or whether it's after just a matter of weeks, such as the bill called SB8 in Texas, the infamous bill, which bans abortion after just a matter of weeks, with no exception whatsoever, even for rape or incest. And so I think that the fact of the matter is that a lot of women in these states where abortions might be banned outright or after just a short period of time, often before they even know they have a child or they're pregnant, I think they're going to be shocked that this fundamental right is not available to them.
Lots of texts about this, as you might imagine today, Congressman. 331 said, I have switched to the Democrats. I was 100% Republican. But others are saying things like, thank you, Supreme Court. Finally, someone values life, all life. And 630 says, I'm so happy I've been advocating this since high school 35 years ago. So we will await the actual publication of this ruling. And then at the state level, these decisions will be made. Congressman, talk to us about Ukraine and U.S. policy there. What should the United States be doing? Anything differently than we're doing now?
I think that we're providing essential equipment for the Ukrainians to win on the battlefield. I've advocated for doing more and more and escalating our shipments and accelerating them only because the Ukrainians have done such an incredible job of fiercely and courageously using our equipment to beat back the Russians. They've done so far very successfully in the north. The battle shifted to the south and the east. And I think that our resupply and continued shipment of howitzers and javelin missiles and other armaments, along with providing humanitarian aid for the 8 million refugees who are expected to flee Ukraine, is really essential now. If we're actually going to repel Putin and the Russian soldiers from Ukraine.
I can believe that Russia would invade Ukraine, but I can't believe how ruthless this attack is. I every day just imagine that it can't get any worse or more ruthless, more godless, and then it does. And so your colleague, Congressman Kinzinger here in Illinois, drew a line in the sand. He wants the Congress to pass a resolution that says if they use biological or chemical weapons, that we'll engage the Russian troops on the ground. Would you support or sign something like that?
I understand where Congressman Kinzinger is coming from, but I would not deploy U.S. troops in Ukraine. I think that would lead to a direct conflict between us and the Russians, and that could spiral out of control. But I think that, like I said, I think we have to do everything we can right now to repel the Russians and help the Ukrainians do so.
One last thing. I need a short answer, Congressman, but should Marjorie Taylor Greene be allowed to be reelected?
Should she be allowed on the ballot?
Well, yeah, that's the issue. That was the thrust of that hearing because of her support for what happened January 6th. There were hearings to actually consider that she should not be allowed to be reelected.
I'm extremely concerned about I haven't studied the evidence closely enough on this particular issue, but if she did conspire with the insurrectionists, I think she has to answer for a lot more than just her election. At that point, she would be potentially criminally liable.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy from the Illinois 8th Congressional District. Nice to talk to you today, Congressman. We'll visit
Same here,
another
John.
Day.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's always nice to talk to him, although none of those topics were fun.